Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hello and welcome into the Scraby Show. I'm Matt Scraby. It's actually the Scrello Show. Chris left the studio. I'm not sure why, but he left the studio. He'll be back in just a second. We have one more hour to go, and Chris and I are just getting ripped to shreds on the internet right now. Just ripped to absolute shreds, or at least I'm getting ripped, because Chris and I and Tony have talked about this many times, and I am convinced now.
What happened?
That people hear what they want to hear. Oh, they actually listen. Chris gets a text in the break saying, Scrabble's embarrassing for defending Tatis.
That's right.
I never defended him. I ended up going with Chris saying it's unacceptable. I was just presenting things that could have happened as to why he did that.
You were looking for excuses for him, Scraby.
That's fine. I look for excuses for everybody.
Very nice to do that. Welcome back. I'm going to turn it over officially to Mr. Scrabble, as this text called you, in just a
minute.
Can
you find out who that was?
I don't know. If you sent this to me, I'm sorry I don't have your phone number added
saved
to your name. Yeah, so I'll be honest. I recognize the number. Sorry that I'm not attaching it to the name. Couple of other things. Padres did win 1-0, so that's the most important thing. Fernando, nor anybody else for that matter, did anything lazy today. Played well defensively, got the key hit from good old Arise early in the ball game.
Oh yeah, what about DFA?
And we haven't. Oh, that's right. Arise did not get the hit today because we got rid of him a long time ago.
Yes, he's gone.
Yeah,
he's also got a 12-game hit streak right now.
No, he doesn't. He was. We let him go when he was
right
down. His average down went to 270. Don't you remember? We let him go.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Nick Pivetta pitched great. 7 innings, 3 hits, 10 Ks. Strada and Morejon finished up. Morejon got the save as he had to because Suarez was serving the first of his 2-game suspension. Padres go to Cincinnati next. Reds are losing to the Yankees 6-1 right now. One other thing I wanted to mention. For those of you who go, hey, what's your wife like, Chris? We hear you talk about her all the time, the lovely Lori. Well, all you have to do is go back to the bottom of the second inning at Petco Park today.
Yeah.
Up on the big board, for some reason, Lori appeared on the big board. And I missed it. I was walking downstairs, but Tony saw it.
He did. He texted us.
And he texted us and said, hey, I just saw Lori on the big scoreboard. So,
and I asked if Lori was, if she was shotgunning a beer.
she should have been shotgunning a beer.
That's the only way you should be on the big screen.
Sure. If you're on the big screen,
if you're an adult,
do something with it.
If you're an adult.
Right. And so I told her that you said that, and those around her are friends. She was there with a bunch of friends, and they all said, ah. It's an opportunity missed.
But Tony saw it, so.
Tony saw her on the board, so congrats to Lori there. She got on the big board today out at Petco Park. All right, Padres at Reds. Tomorrow's a day off for the Padres, not for us. We'll have the roundtable at 10 a.m., and then the regular Gwen and Chris show from 2 to 6 tomorrow afternoon. And so that's all tomorrow. Padres finishing up today, right, Scrape? 26 games in 27 days.
Correct.
And they finished at 13-13.
Correct.
They went 7-6 on the first part. They went 6-7 on the second part. And sure, I would have loved to go 16-10, but we did say at the very beginning of it that, you know, with a few injuries and guys not swinging the bat well and the opponents, they're good opponents, good teams, you just want to, you know, stay afloat during the stretch. They did that. You know, they're five games back of the Dodgers. They're, you know, right there for the wild card. And so they did themselves, maybe they didn't do themselves any major favors during this 26 games, but they certainly didn't do themselves any major harm either. So season now continues with five series left before we get to the All-Star break. One last thing. Tomorrow's game in, or not, Friday's game in Cincinnati will mean the arrival of the halfway point of the season. 81 game, 81st game will be played Friday night.
So now I can be ultra.
Then you can start really being concerned. Yes. After that, you can be concerned, and Tony won't be able to complain about it.
I'm going to be like, Tony, you be quiet.
That's right.
Game 82.
We're now in the second part of the season.
You're not allowed to say anything.
Everything matters now, Tony.
Everything matters now, Tony. Here's someone from the chat, Eric Coriel, talking about Manny. I'm definitely with Chris on most, but I do not need Manny sprinting to first on a pop-up. He's a big guy. Rather see him conserve that energy for the double in the gap the next inning. I appreciate that.
You got it, but all I'm saying is this, and I don't... Who is this?
Eric Coriel.
Eric Coriel. I'm going to say this, Air.
Mr. Air.
Right. When we get to game five of the wild card playoff in L.A.
Oh, he better be sprinting that
in
out.
The top of the eighth inning.
And he will be sprinting that
when
out.
When he flies a lazy fly ball to center field and Andy Pajes Cadillacs it and drops the ball, if Manny's not standing on second base, you, Mr. Air, are going to scream and go, "What are you doing?"
I think playoffs are totally different.
Okay. All right.
Because you're right. In the playoffs, you do not have – you run out everything. You make every effort.
Let's see.
Unless it's like – no, I'm just kidding. I wasn't going to do that.
You're going to give him an excuse?
No, because I've already been accused of making excuses for players today once. So.
Anyway, look, I've come to accept the fact that a guy like Manny, who's had the hamstring issues, you know, doesn't want to push it in certain cases. I'm honestly okay with it.
Yeah.
But if I had my druthers, every guy would run out of the box like Pete Rose when they hit a fly ball. I just wish that was the way it is. I know it's not.
Pete had other motivations, though.
Pete was trying to win that bet, man. He had to get out there. I'll tell you another guy who did that here in San Diego one night, and I really liked it. I think it was Nico Horner, the Cubs. And I was like, man, I like to see that. But anyway.
Wait, say that one more time?
Nico Horner hit a lazy fly ball to center field, and by the time it was caught, he was standing on second base. Oh. I mean, he just raced out there, and I said, I like that.
Okay. Well, he's got his cardio in for his fly out.
By the way, one last thing. Sorry, I keep saying one last thing. We have an extended happy hour tonight with Scraby and I taking it up till 7 o'clock. But just so you know, I can't find the read. It's not on my sheet.
You may have to read it. Yes,
because I want to read it right.
The happy hour
sponsors of the happy hour
is very good to us. GL yeah. Pools yes. Happy Hour is brought yes. to you by GL Pools, the swimming pool experts trusted by thousands of San Diegans since 2006. Baseball season is in full swing, and so is swim season. Call GL Pools and mention radio for a free month of pool service. That is radio for a free month of pool service. All right.
Now, have you ever heard of Jeremiah Fears or Igor Demin?
The only reason I've heard of Jeremiah Fears is because I saw it on TV earlier.
Yeah, he went to the Pelicans with the 7th pick. Demin out of BYU went to Brooklyn at 8. You're up to date on the draft. Now, the Scraby Chronicles portion of the day.
Yes.
What do you have, sir?
I would
anything
like to,
on your mind?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay,
I have a couple things.
Right.
Somewhere in the Kevin Acey newsletter this morning,
yeah,
there was a little note. Now, this is not him saying it's going to happen or saying that it's in the works of happening, but there was a little note floated about Matt Waldron possibly starting at some point next week for the Padres with Ryan Berger, because we didn't talk about that. He's on the injured list.
He got plunked on the line drive last night.
Yes, and so they recalled Sean Reynolds for a bullpen arm, but Ryan Berger went on the 15-day IL. And then
so they will need another starter.
They will, and that's where
it could be Waldron.
In the newsletter, Matt Waldron had a very good start last year in Philly.
Last week or last year?
Last year in Philly.
Oh, so he's starting again in Philly potentially.
Potentially, but this is not something that was being announced as happening. It's just something to think about.
How about you, Darvish?
He's still throwing simulated games.
I mean, I'm only laughing because it hurts. Every time there's a note about Yu Darvish in the paper, which is often, it says something to this effect. Yu Darvish had a really good bullpen session the other day, threw blah, 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 blah pitches, and he came out of it feeling fine. The next step is a simulated game.
Yes.
Well, okay, except this is the 15th time I've seen that. So how many bullpen sessions and how many simulated games before Yu Darvish finally can pitch for the Padres?
Well, he was up at Lake Elsinore today. And the Storm baseball account on Twitter did tweet this out. Yu Darvish threw in a simulated game against Lake Elsinore Storm hitters as he rehabs from injury.
Thank goodness.
So at least we know that.
Yu Darvish has spent so much time in Lake Elsinore this year, he's going to be taxed by the mayor and the city for his, you know, the money he's earned up there this year. Come on, Yu.
Yeah,
we
I
need
don't,
you, man.
I really do. I get it. And you know what?
I wouldn't be this adamant, but we really could use this guy. What is happening on that?
Every time Mike Schilt talks about it, it's very, 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 very clear to me that they're not going to do anything until Yu Darvish gives the okay.
Oh, there's no question.
Yeah.
That's a given.
Because they, like Ryan Berger, maybe they would probably be like, hey, we need you.
Right. No, Yu Darvish is making the call.
He's the guy who's going to make the decision.
And people say, how can that happen? Well, understand that it's been happening in sports for a million years. When Michael Jordan got hurt back in the day, or Charles Barkley or whoever, and put it into baseball terms, whoever you want to say, what superstar, Ken Griffey Jr., or somebody like that. They get hurt. There's a team trainer that looks at them. There's a team doctor that looks at them. There's also Michael Jordan or Ken Griffey Jr.'s doctor and trainer and everybody else and personal physician and strength coach and all of those people who have an opinion of it as well.
Yes.
It's a lot of different people with a lot of different opinions with a lot of different motivations.
Totally.
Understand.
A manager wants to win. A player doesn't want to further injure themselves.
The team wants their athlete back out on the field.
They want their money being worked for.
And the player wants to be protected from maybe injuring themselves further. So it's an ongoing thing. My frustration is probably the same as almost everybody else's out there. Where's Yu Darvish? We keep hearing bullpen simulated, bullpen. Lake Elsinore, bullpen.
Phoenix, he pitched 40 times with a break in the middle.
Seems like Yu Darvish has thrown 17,000 pitches in the last 2 months trying to get ready to come back.
I would love to
see him out on the mound.
They need him. At this point, going into the second half of the season, this is where they need him.
He doesn't need to make every start the rest of the season, okay? But he needs to make a few right now. We don't have anyone to do it.
All right, Chris, we need to go to break. But when we get back here on the Skrello Show, the Scraby and Ello Show, we're going to talk about we've had two new lineups this week.
Hey,
and so we'll talk about that.
Good subject, Scrape.
When
good
we get
subject.
Back on 97.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
So last segment, when we started the Skrillo show, Chris was off out and about for some reason, and I was like, this is kind of weird. Chris is always here on time. He's always in the studio when the segment starts, blah, blah, blah. Dominic had a really funny point on the chat. He said, Chris is probably roaming the hallways saying, those darn kids, as you're walking around the building, you needing to calm yourself down.
I think I actually just had to use the restroom, and it came later in the break than I intended. By the way, Scraby, since he's telling stories about me in the break, Scraby has been doing more research than ever before on this second overall pick in the draft. He keeps searching for Dylan Harper, and I can't get him to stop.
Yeah, I got an email.
You want to explain yourself?
I got an email from our boss saying we've been alerted to your search history.
Dylan Harper, okay, who was the second pick tonight by the Spurs out of Rutgers, happens to have the same name, apparently, well, as an adult film star. That's really
typed
kind of ironic.
D-I-L-L-O-N.
Right, you spelled it differently. And you
His
came
name
up,
was actually D-Y-L-A-N.
Right, you came up with the adult film star.
As soon as I hit enter, and I was like, this is not the place I wanted to be at work.
That's not the player from Rutgers.
That's not the place I wanted to be at work.
That's not Rutgers.
Yeah. But it is Ron Harper's son.
Dylan Harper, not
yes.
the adult film star.
Not the female Dylan Harper, right. Male Dylan Harper.
Yeah, Ron Harper, the old Chicago Bull player and Cavalier and a few other teams. Great player, Ron Harper, back in the day, out of Miami, Ohio University.
Really?
I think Harper was about the eighth overall pick, I'm guessing, but it was around that. Back when he was chosen.
Aw, I got to stop you for a second.
And now, real quick, and now his son beats him because his son was second pick.
Oh, Kaman Malik.
Right.
From Duke. Guess he grew up in Uganda.
Okay.
He was picked, ninth overall, I believe?
He was picked
10th. 10th okay. by the 10th Rockets. Pick. And right. he's on the stage with Adam Silver doing the jersey thing, and he has tears just streaming down his face. I thought that was very, very nice. That's someone's dreams being
sure.
realized.
Well, I think everybody's dreams. They don't all have to cry. Malik also played at Duke along with Knepel and Flagg, which means that Duke had three of the top 10 picks this year, lost to Houston in the Final Four. Houston had none of the top 10 picks, so go figure that one. It does say here, and I don't follow this closely enough, but Malik was drafted by the Rockets, a player rights traded to Phoenix, so maybe he's a son. I don't
Who knows?
Know or care.
Really. All right, let's get into the topic, and then
I
we
think
have
he
the
is
big
a
five.
Son because I think this is part of the Kevin Durant trade. Durant went to the Rockets earlier this week.
It says proposed trade to Phoenix. Anyway.
Yes, right, because they're not official, even though they are official.
Okay. Great. NBA is weird in that way.
All right, talk about what you wanted to talk yes. about here, because it's an interesting topic, and I think we're going to have to follow this closely going forward.
So we made a big deal out of it the other day when we saw Jackson come back on Sunday, and so it was Fernando at the top, Jackson, Manny, and then it went...
Arise was batting cleanup.
Yes. Right. Yeah, duh. Now, today, they did a completely different lineup.
Before they got to today, I just want to point out to everybody that yesterday, or the Tuesday, yeah, it was yesterday. Yesterday was the third day that they used this lineup with Merrill batting second and Arise batting cleanup.
Yep.
Somebody on this show, I believe it was you, said the following after two games.
Oh, I love it.
You said, I love this lineup. I think it's great.
Hey, Tony said it's two games, but I like it too.
Well, okay, but let me also add, now that you guys both said that, Apparently the Padres weren't too enamored with it because they changed it already.
Yes, they have. Yeah. And I kind of
think... What'd you think of what they did today?
Okay, so they put Arise in the leadoff spot.
Again,
he went 3 for 4.
Yes, he did. And if he does that, he can stay there. But he has to do that.
And then they went with Manny Machado in the 2 spot.
They did.
Which is very interesting to me.
Okay.
I'm not a fan of this, of Manny Machado being in the 2 spot. Then you go Merrill 3rd. Tatis hitting cleanup today.
Yes, they keep switching around these top 4 guys. And I think, from my perspective, I don't know that any of them are better than any others. I just think they're going to keep probably doing this until they find something that starts to really click. Because they're just looking for something now. That's what I believe. I don't believe there's like a necessary strategy.
No, I don't think so either.
Lefty-righty. I did notice today's lineup, though, did go left, right, left, right, left, right, almost the whole way. I think the whole way down.
Let's see. Left, right, left, right, left, right. Is Bryce Johnson the lefty?
He's right.
So right, left.
Right.
So for the first, like, 6 guys, it's left, right, left,
right. Anyway, so yes, they're trying to do that. But beyond that, I just think that they just are looking for something that's going to start clicking and give them 6 or 7 runs a game on a more consistent basis, because this team, in general, has not hit well.
Now, let me ask you this. Luis Arraez goes 3 for 4 today. Manny, no hits. Jackson, no hits.
Jackson hit one to the wall that was brought back again today. A second time in 3 games he's homered, and it hasn't been a homer.
That is a bummer for my
Although today
team.
Might have been a half step short, but it was close.
Fernando, no hits. Sheets, no hits. Iglesias, no hits. Bryce Johnson, 1 hit. Tyler Wade, no hits. Diaz, 2 hits.
So basically the lineup change worked for Arraez and nobody else is what
you're
saying. Diaz. Diaz batted where he always bats.
But if Arraez could get on base 2-3 times a game and you get Manny or Jackson Merrill to drive him in, then that's going to work. And that's what happened last year. I don't understand why they went away with after it being successful last year.
All right. I just think they're searching for something that's going to work. And I think that you can have all the analytics in the world and break down BAPIPs and every darn thing you want to break down. These 4 guys, you know, are their stars. And they're going to determine. We talked about this already. The season is going to hinge on whether Manny, Fernando, Merrill, Arise do the job.
Yep.
That's it.
Yeah.
Jake, I really believe, and he sat out today. Bogart sat out today.
Bogart was scratched, actually.
Okay, scratched because of the shoulder
he
hurt the other night diving into home plate. But my bottom line, these guys, to me, are going to give you about what they've been giving you, maybe a little more. I don't expect either to all of a sudden turn into Stan Musial or Robin Yount or whoever you might want to say. But the top 4 are going to have to do it. And I think that the Padres are going to keep moving them around until they find what works. I'll tell you, if one day they put Manny leadoff and they put, you know,
that would be
whatever
crazy.
They do. I'm just saying.
Shohei is a leadoff hitter. Kyle Schwarber is a leadoff hitter.
If they put Manny first and they score 7 runs, they're going to put Manny first again. They're going to keep doing this, I think, till they find something. I really believe that.
Lineup from game 1 of the 2024 NLDS between the Padres and the Dodgers.
Last year.
Okay. Luis Arraez first. Fernando second. Profar third. Manny Machado, 4th. Jackson Merrill, 5th. And then the rest is kind of the same. But I would think because you lost Profar, that's where Merrill goes. But I like Merrill in the 2 spot. I do. I know it goes lefty-lefty and it goes against the left-right thing. But I like him in the 2 spot. I like Manny in the 3 spot. I'm fine with Fernando in the cleanup spot. But he has to start cleaning up.
What you just said you like, they didn't do. They put Manny second and Merrill third.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. I want Merrill second. I want Manny third, and I'm okay with Fernando
fourth.
So
then you're going to have 2 lefties and then 2 righties.
Which goes against the perceived strategy.
Here's why it goes against it, because the Dodgers, in particular, continue to destroy them by matching up the bullpen. Gavin Sheets, Jackson Merrill, Luis Arraez, Jake Cronenworth, those 4 left-handed hitters, when they play the Dodgers, it seems like those 4 guys never face anybody but a tough lefty. It is uncanny that Dave Roberts is able to pull this off every time. And I believe that that's getting you know, that gets Schilt to react to try to switch things around so they can't do that
yeah,
to them.
You have to block it a little bit.
Those four guys can get a hit off a lefty, don't get me wrong, but none of them are as effective. It's just the way the world goes. So they keep trying to switch the lefty-righty thing. The Padre lineup, we're 80 games into the season. Friday is the halfway point.
Yes.
Still needs work. And if you don't believe me, see what they've been doing the last 5 days.
Yeah.
They must believe it needs work as well, or they wouldn't be switching it up all the time.
Yeah, they definitely think it needs work because you're right. They wouldn't switch it up if it was working. I'm trying to figure out, okay, so Fernando in the cleanup spot in his career, he has good numbers. 326, 12 home runs, 39 RBIs.
Well, he's good.
1.060 OPS.
He should be able to hit wherever he is, and I think he will.
If he's in the third spot, he's never really hit in 14 games, but
no,
the other two,
no,
and he's only hitting 41 games in the fourth spot, but the other two, he's hitting over, he's 295 in the first spot in his career.
Well, he's down to 260 now, this year.
I know, I mean, I don't...
Is Manny under 300 yet? I bet he is.
Oh, after today's little...
No, I'm just saying, he's been trending down for quite a while.
Wow.
Well, where's he at? Because he was at 330 there about a month ago.
Doomer over there.
Not a doomer. I'm just telling you what. You know, I'm just
298.
Well, he's below 300.
You know what? He's been. See, this is why it's good that the team has been able to pick him up because he was carrying the team. Last 15 games, he's only been hitting 213. Last seven games, he's only been hitting 172. But they just, if you're taking the last seven games, the last six games in the series, they won four of them. So they're picking him up.
Bottom line. Lineup is going to continue to be played with until they're happy.
They haven't found happy yet.
Today, Luis Arraez seemed to find happy. 3 for 4. But like you said,
everybody
none of the next five guys got a hit.
It's pretty bad.
So
pretty bad for that. But they ended up still winning because of a guy who everybody wanted off the team a couple weeks ago, Luis Arraez.
All right, don't go anywhere, Scraby. During the break, the Bulls are on the clock.
Oh, they're going to mess this up.
But no question, and we'll tell you how when we come back.
And the Big Five.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Still yours.
Welcome back to
Fans
the Skrillo
hear it,
Show.
And they want to know. They want to be welcome back.
Oh, you're welcome back into the Skrillo Show. 6:36 on the clock.
Well, I think inquiring minds out there want to know.
Who did the
Bulls take?
Oh, I don't think anybody cares.
Nobody cares.
Who did they take?
Noah Asengwe.
So the guy you said before the break.
I did. He's a guy from France.
There's a lot of French basketball players.
I have
the
one
NBA.
Thing to say for the Bulls.
What?
Championship.
That is
that is a dream.
That is a
at
dream.
At this point, yes.
The Bulls need to go back in time and figure out
they
how
need
to
find,
get Michael Jordan
they
back.
Need to find another couple of teams that are dumb enough to pass on Michael Jordan like the Rockets and the Trailblazers did in 1984.
All right, we have the Big Five right now, and actually, you know what? Well, let's just get into it.
All right.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, so we have a lot here in the Big Five today, including Barry Bonds might get a statue. Ketel Marte, this whole thing with him last night was really, really upsetting to a lot of people.
It was, and did you say what? Barry Bonds might get a statue?
Yes, might get
a statue. And you get a statue.
And you get a statue. And you get a statue.
Everybody.
We have our first participant in the Home Run Derby. It has been announced. And then there's someone trying to do something by sailing from San Diego to somewhere very far away, and I got to tell you about it because it's insane and it freaks me out. So that's where we're at with that.
Number five.
Sorry, I didn't prepare for this correctly, so there we go. Spencer Strider, pitcher for the Braves last night, faced off against the Mets. By the way, 97 degrees at first pitch last night at Citi Field for the Mets.
And
that
I bet
is
you, and I bet you at least that humidity, too.
Oh, so. Chris, I will never forget the time we went to Cooperstown, but we stopped off at a Mets game. We took the subway there. I was sweating buckets waiting for the subway because it was so hot in that place.
It gets warm.
Anyway, Spencer Strider strikes out Juan Soto.
Last night.
Very upset with the call. Did not like the call. Turned around to the umpire, said, no way, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Was making demonstrative moves.
Right.
Spencer Strider walks back to his dugout, and I would play the video, but you can't really hear it as well on the radio, so go look for this video. But he says, ball's right down the middle. Ball's right down the middle. And then he says it a third time. Ball's right down the middle.
Fair enough.
So he had no
qualms. Can I ask you something? Where was it?
It was a strike,
but not
I don't know if it was right down the middle,
but
it was definitely a strike.
Okay.
And so my question to you, Chris, is division, they're going to see each other again. Juan Soto is a very dangerous hitter. Do you think it's a bad idea to talk trash to Juan Soto as a pitcher?
You're asking me personally. That's not something I would do. Although
you like it because he did say it to Juan Soto.
Well, I don't like to try to give anybody any extra bulletin board material as a pitcher because, to me, it's already hard enough to get these guys out. But having said that, I can certainly understand why somebody like Spencer Strider, or anybody for that matter, who's out there competing in the heat of the moment, and they buzz a fastball in there,
strike you out,
and they strike you out, and you then turn around and give them basically no credit
that you threw a good pitch.
Right. You're basically telling the ump, that was a terrible pitch. How can you call that a strike? I can understand why Spencer Strider says, hey, dude, it was right there.
Right there.
So I can understand him saying what he said. But I, you know, it's not my favorite, like I said, to do the bulletin board thing.
You know,
I do. I get it.
No, I went and looked at the StatCast.
Right.
The pitch does touch the zone, but it doesn't. When you're watching it, it doesn't look as questionable as it actually is on this little StatCast right here.
Well, what you're trying to tell me, though, is it was close enough to swing at, and Soto didn't swing at it, he deserved to strike out.
Look, it's right on the bottom corner.
Strike!
And
swing
at
the bat!
It was a, what, three? It was already a full count.
Man,
so
I you know me. I was talking to, I hate to drop his name, but I hang out with him in the press box, so I talk about Mike Winters, the former ump. And we talked about this exact thing today, and I told Mike that when I played, again, back in the, you know, the dark ages, but if you took a called third strike on a close pitch, to me, that was on you. You should be swinging to protect the plate, but I understand things have changed. And now if the ball's 1 milliliter off the plate, batters don't swing at it, and they wait for the ump to, you know, give them ball four.
Yeah.
Well, they don't always do it because it's an imperfect thing back there. And
in the heat of the moment, it looked like a really easy pitch for Juan Soto to decide to swing at, but he didn't. Anyway,
what I like is Spencer Strider sticking up for himself honestly and saying, look, you're trying to tell the whole stadium here that that was a terrible pitch and the ump blew it. I'm here to tell you that it was right there, and you should have just swung at it, so I don't want to hear it. It was a good pitch.
I do like trash talking, and I do like creating rivalries, which just kind of would create in a division, which is Mets and Braves.
Right.
You just better never make a bad pitch to Juan Soto ever again, because he'll crush it.
He will, but you know what? Don't get me started on Juan Soto.
No, I think Spencer Strider, this was fun. This was very fun.
Number four.
Now, Barry Bonds, you know, not a Hall of Famer. I almost called him a Hall of Famer. He's not a Hall of Famer, but CEO of the Giants, Larry Bear, says that Barry Bonds is deserving of a statue. So he was
outside
on,
the stadium, are we talking
yes,
about?
Yes, he was on, and he was doing an interview with our sister station, 95.7 The Game in San Francisco, said, quote, on the radar, I would say on the radar, Barry is certainly deserving of a statue, and I would say should be up next up. We don't have the exact location and the exact date and exact timing. He said, it's coming. All I can say, the statue is coming. So, sounds like this is going to happen. You have any issues with, or I guess I'm up first. Do you have any issues with Barry Bonds getting a statue? No, absolutely not. Barry Bonds should get a statue.
Homer.
Yes.
Bay
but
Area
I do
Homer.
Feel like this is a little bit of publicly driven. I feel like
myopic Bay Area Homerism.
I feel like I'm just going to keep moving forward.
You're going to charge on.
I feel like this is a little bit of publicly driven because I mean they could have put up a Barry Bonds statue for the last 20 years if they wanted to or 15 years if they wanted to, but they haven't. So all of a sudden fans are starting to be like, hey, we need to celebrate Barry Bonds more. And now all of a sudden a statue's coming. I don't think that they want to do this. I really don't, but they're going to, and I think it's a good thing.
So you think the fans are pushing for it?
I think that the Giants are hearing from the fans. Because Barry Bonds not being in the Hall of Fame and getting a statue is, like, strange, right? You only get a statue if you're in the Hall of Fame. So they're going to put up a statue of someone who's not in the Hall of Fame.
Well, Barry Bonds is in my Hall of Fame, and I think I think he's in the Hall of Fame of most Giant people,
yeah.
Fans and organization.
I think he's in the Hall
people.
Of Fame of a lot of people, except for the people that vote for the Hall of Fame.
Well, he played in an era where that's what was going on, but he was so superior that I'm willing to, you know. Just give him the benefit of the doubt and say if he never, you know, took anything, he still would have been the greatest hitter I've ever seen. So I don't have an issue personally, and I think for San Francisco it's fine. But at the same time, they're gonna take some criticism for this by the holier than thou people out there who can't stand anybody who cheated the game, and there are a lot of people who feel way strong about that. They're usually people that have never done anything wrong in their entire lives.
Oh, of course. That's how it always goes.
Right.
By the way, Emma Key said, will the statue have an asterisk?
Well, since you said that funny joke, you ought to give him the Kirk Kenny line earlier.
Oh, Kirk Kenny was listening. Asked me what Yu Darvish's record is in simulated games.
Yeah, that was funny, Kirk. Good one.
It was. We have to laugh.
It only hurts when you laugh. And Yu Darvish pitched another simulated game today. And it's like, enough. Why are you going to pitch a game?
Number three.
Now, this is really sad, and we don't know what was said to Ketel Marte, but last night in the seventh inning between the Diamondbacks and the White Sox, Ketel Marte was visibly shaken and was sobbing on the field during a pitching change. So Torrey Lovello came out and comforted him, but here is what Torrey said after the game, and then I have a small update on what Torrey Lovello told that fan.
I have to go to Ketel Marte, and there was obviously a very emotional scene out there, and we know how close you are with him. What can you share with us?
It was a terrible moment. Fans are nasty, and fans go too far sometimes. And I love my players, and I'm going to protect them.
Your protection starts way before today, though. You guys go so far. We were talking on the air. I know you're a father figure to him, are you not?
Right, yeah. You know, I've known Ketel for 9 years, and he's had some unbelievably great moments and some hardships as well and some really, really tough moments in his life. And I know those. And at the end of the day, we're human beings, and we have emotions. And I saw him hurting, and I want to protect him.
Somebody said something about his family from what I read. Is that right or
about
not?
People are assuming it's about his mother who passed away in a car crash in 2017.
Wow. Okay.
And Ketel Marte was on the field crying.
Yes, he was.
And I love that Torrey Lovello did this. Now, here's what Torrey Lovello did. There's video of it now because, of course, you have to have video and everybody does this. But He comes back in the dugout, and he's looking at the fan. He's trying to tell the fan, or trying to get attention to eject that fan from it. But right. he uses very strong language, and I kind of agree with this. He called the fan a dumb bleep and telling the fan to get the bleep out of there. The fan has since been banned from all MLB stadiums. Now, I don't really know what to ask about this because we've talked about this so many times. So many times. So I don't know what to ask, Chris. I don't.
You don't have to. We're going to keep spotlighting these stories. Not spotlight. I don't like that.
We're going to keep talking
about it until, you know, the fans get the message that this is not acceptable. And I don't know that we're going to be able to, you know, change it. Marte didn't comment after the game. It's still not publicly known exactly what was said.
It had to be bad. You're making a major leaguer
couple of things.
Cry on the field?
Couple of things. Major League Baseball, which normally doesn't do stuff right, did something right here.
Yeah.
They have banned this fan from every stadium ever.
Yes.
So thank you to MLB. Also, congrats. Thanks to the White Sox. Unless this is a fake account, but it says Chicago White Sox, so I'm going to go with it. They posted a nice shot of Ketel Marte with the White Sox scoreboard behind him. And it says, baseball is family. The White Sox community supports Ketel Marte.
All right, I love that.
So this is something that everyone in baseball, you know, in the world where we're not together on very much, right?
Yeah.
This is something where everyone in baseball is going to support everyone, and they should. And we're going to continue to until, you know, hopefully someday, you know, it doesn't keep getting worse and worse.
But baseball,
I think, did all they could, right?
But this incident,
fan is never allowed to go to any game. I like that. Maybe you can, I don't know, can you do something legal about it? I don't know.
No, you can't. But this made me extremely angry this morning. Because not only is that person just a bad human being, but that person is using something that is so hurtful to Ketel Marte because they think it's fun. Because they think it's cool. It's not cool. It's not fun. You look like an idiot. You will always be an idiot for saying stuff like this. Baseball is a sport. It's supposed to be fun. And you got a White Sox fan talking about Ketel Marte's dead mom. That is alarming to me about what society has happening right now. That's alarming, Chris.
The unfortunate thing is this is not the only example of this kind of thing. And we just have to handle it and try to, you know, I think 99.99% of us are well above it. And we got to make sure that we don't get ever brought down to that.
Absolutely.
That's it. That's all we can honestly do. And I would think, you know, even though this didn't need to happen in this case, I would think any White Sox fan in the neighborhood of that fan would have moved to have somebody come eject this fan. And, you know, because people are going to,
you know what's true?
I believe people are, by and large, good. I do. We spend too much time focusing on the bad ones, right? There's no article today about the people who jump up and cheer Ketel Marte and, you know, appreciate everything he does. But there is an article about the one person who does this.
But I think that's, it's great to bring it up on the show so that we can make aware, we can make people aware that this stuff is not okay.
You know what's even worse to me?
What? Obviously, I don't know who did this. Obviously, he's not going to make himself known, or she. But this person probably finds this really fun and really funny. Like, according their to the, newfound fame is like really great.
According to the story by Jesse Rogers and ESPN Today, the 22-year-old fan, very apologetic, remorseful.
Oh, God. I'm just reading it.
All right. Well, can I read it to you?
And then you can go crazy.
Yes. He was remorseful after the fact, admitted to being very inappropriate and stupid with his comments. Look, maybe the guy was just, you know, I hate to tell you, but maybe just drank way too much and said something stupid.
He's going to
pay the price for that. And he's not allowed into a game anymore. And I hope that, you know, but we can't tell people to think before, you know, look before they leap, because alcohol tends to make people very brave sometimes. I'm not saying alcohol was at work here, but it seems like it was to me.
And you know what? Even at my drunkest, Chris, I never would say anything like this. It doesn't even matter because I wouldn't go there because that's just not even on a human level at that point. And if this person is remorseful, I'm so tired of the, oh, I'm so sorry. You got banned from every stadium in baseball. That's why you're sorry. It really bothers me that we're just like, oh, there's remorseful. Okay, it's cool.
Well,
it's not cool.
You're
a dumb person and you're a mean person.
Aren't all the people that drive 120 miles an hour and kill somebody because they're racing them feel remorseful? They do.
Yeah, but they also pay the price.
Yes, they do.
They pay the price.
So,
but I'm tired of people doing... I get what you're saying.
Don't do it in the first place.
That's a really good actual explanation because I get what you're saying. But this is someone who had a choice as to whether or not to yell something to Ketel Marte.
And people have a choice to, you know, whether to travel that fast and endanger themselves and others. And they're all okay until something happens. Yes. Then, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
All right, we got
number two.
We tell you this because hopefully you will tell the next person, look.
Everybody, just be nice to each other.
Well, yeah, we're trying.
We're not going to have time.
What number are we on?
We're on two, but
we have
gonna...
two stories in 1 minute.
Yeah.
Going to make it?
We're actually just going to... Okay, so we don't really need anything on this one, but Ronald Acuña Jr. is the first player to enter the home run derby.
Thank goodness for that.
Yes, and then the man who's taking off from San Diego, he is attempting to sail to Oahu, Hawaii. By himself on a catamaran with no cover whatsoever. He said if he falls over... He's got to tip it back over on his own.
Let me just
To take 17 days. Is that...
Can I add to this?
What?
You know the guy we play golf with, John?
Yeah.
You played with us before?
Yeah.
John is our guy, John Campbell. He's my man, best buddy. He runs the Mission Bay Yacht Club here in San Diego, where he's the head general manager of the place.
Uh-huh.
The guy you're talking about who's sailing to Oahu?
Yeah.
Took off from the Mission Bay Yacht Club yesterday.
Okay.
John Campbell was there to see him off.
Well, that's cool.
And wish him the best.
I think that guy's crazy, though.
So I think it's funny that these two stories collided.
That is funny. I think it's crazy, though. And I also am very surprised it only takes 17 to 21 days to sail to Hawaii. I really do.
It does, because my friend in college did it with his brother and his dad once.
That's scary,
and
he's
smaller
man.
Than a catamaran.
Oh,
I think it was just a sailboat. They went all the way to Hawaii,
Why?
The three of them.
Why? I guess...
I don't know, but when my friend got back from Hawaii, he lost like 100 pounds.
I bet.
There was only so much room for
There's
food
no
on the boat.
There's no McDonald's on the way.
There was only so much room for food on the boat.
Good
they
point.
Had to ration.
Good point. All right, we went way past our time. Tomorrow, roundtable, 10 a.m. Ben and Wood start at 6 a.m. Chris, Tony, and myself start at 2 p.m. Talk to you tomorrow.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.